This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. You know, everyone out there wishes there were more of them. Children's books about hay. Well, wish no more. Christy Mahaly is an East Callis writer whose new book aims to fill that gap in your child's bookshelf. Her first illustrated children's book is called Hey, 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 A Tale of Bales and the Machines That Make Them. And she joins us now to talk about why a book about agricultural practices makes a good subject for the very young set. Christy Mahaly, welcome to Vermont Edition.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
I joke, but why did you think, I need to write a book about haying?
You're right that there aren't other children's books. There aren't any that I could find illustrated picture books about hay, about making hay. But I actually was writing books about other subjects. I was writing biographies, and I was writing books about moose and other educational topics. And we moved to East Callis and to a house surrounded by hay fields. So the first summer that we were there, I could not believe how beautiful and poetic and magical the process of bringing in the hay was. And as the machines came and they had this rhythm to them, it was like ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. And this rhythm started going around in my head, and a line floated into my brain. We are storing summer in a bale, I thought. And that was really the seed of the idea. I started making a poem about how we make hay. And I didn't know that it would turn into anything. I was writing some poetry, and I thought maybe it would be a nice little poem. But it kept growing, and I realized it wanted to be a picture book. So I did research, and I tried to find another book about making hay for kids, and there weren't any. So
you mentioned that there's this rhythm to haying and a rhythm in your head. Can you read a little bit from the book so we can get a sense of that rhythm?
Sure. I will. I'd be glad to. I'll read the beginning, which starts out. It's a rhyming book. On a cold and wintry day, I love to break out bales of hay. The hay smells fresh like summer sun. I feed my horses one by one. Listen, and I'll tell the tale of storing summer in a bale. And then it goes through the whole process. It goes through the mowing. I've got one more couplet I'll read. After the mowing, next we run the tedder through to fluff the grass and dry the dew. And it goes through all the way to the end when they're storing the bales in the barn for the winter.
And you actually have a glossary at the end of terms that people might want to know. And I imagine that this is, for adults, a good refresher course, too, because, you know, the kids are sort of interested in anything and anything with machinery and anything agricultural. But there may be parents who are sort of surreptitiously learning these terms like tedder as well.
Well, and I have read a few times to story times and things like that. And a lot of the parents are curious. And I always stop and ask. There's a line where the narrator and her mom are having a break, and they have a little switchel. And I always stop and ask, who knows what switchel is? And very few people do, even though we're in Vermont, it's a traditional drink, but, you know, not everyone knows this stuff. So there is also in the back a recipe to make your own switchel. So.
And you had to fight to keep the switchel part in the book?
That is true. So my publisher is a big, you know, children's book publisher in New York City. And the editor that purchased the text liked switchel, but her boss said she was a farm girl from Iowa and she had never heard of switchel before. So she wasn't sure she wanted that. And so we had a bit of back and forth, and I was defending switchel because it's such a fun word, and it's clearly the traditional drink in New England. I think that the deciding factor was there is a company in Brooklyn currently making switchel. And so once they were aware of that, they figured, okay, maybe switchel's okay.
Well,
so,
once it's a hipster drink, it's okay to include.
It's made it in the book world, yeah.
Now, when you talk about the narrator and you talk about this needing to be a picture book, a lot of children's book writers don't actually get any say in who illustrates their book. And the illustrations of a children's book are such a huge part of it. How did that work out for you?
That is all very true. Not everyone knows that. I'm often asked, how'd you pick the illustrator? But I had I sold the text to an editor who had worked with Joe Cepeda before. And I met the editor a few months after the sale, and she said she was really excited because Joe Cepeda had agreed to illustrate the book. And I was pleased myself because I knew his work. He's a really fine artist. And he conveyed to her, to me, that he was excited about doing the art for the book because he could just picture all these fields and skies. And he really has some beautiful scenes of skies and fields. He's in Southern California, so I wasn't sure what his interpretation of this little Vermont story would be. But I was very pleased, very, very pleased, because he makes it, you know, that much more of a universal story. It could be in the Midwest or the West.
Well, he also makes it so it could be a migrant farm worker.
Yes.
It's a child narrator. He makes it somebody who appears to be a little girl.
Yes.
But, you know, it could be a little girl who comes from Latin America.
Yes.
It could be a farm girl from Vermont. And that seems like it was intentional.
Yes. I mean, on his part. I, as the writer, as you know, don't have a whole lot of say. Although I did, because it is striving to be accurate in the agriculture, I did have the opportunity to look at the drawings, and we made sure that everything was accurate as far as we could.
So. Was there anything you had to change?
Was there anything I had to change? We had a bit of back and forth on the subject of whether the child should be on the tractor.
For safety reasons?
For safety reasons, the final decision was, and I think it was the right one, the child should not be on the tractor, should not be portrayed as being on the tractor. So it would have been, from the artist's perspective, more fun, but it wasn't going to be in the book because we wanted parents to be comfortable with it, and we wanted it to be accurate and consistent with what the experts say. So.
And when you now think of the narrator in your head, does a little girl come to mind now that you've seen the illustrations?
Yes, which is wonderful because when I wrote it, it's in the first person, so it's I, and I wasn't specifying what the gender was. So it was really fun that Joe decided to make it this mother-daughter team.
You know, children's books that appeal to children often first have to go through an adult filter, whether it's a parent buying the book or taking it out of the library or a school librarian choosing it or a teacher choosing it. How do you get adults to say, oh, I'm going to pick up this book and read it? Because it's really lovely. And the illustrations, as you said, match the text in such a wonderful way.
And I'm happy about all of that. Luckily, I am not the book designer, and people that know a lot more than me about how to design attractively have done that. But the title's a really important aspect of that. And in fact, my editor helped with the title. My initial title was something like Mower, Tedder, Baler, Hay, and she just thought that it wasn't going to do it. So we worked together on it, but hopefully, and the art. I mean, the art's just very attractive, so I'm hoping that that makes people pick it up.
Well, and the official title as it came out is Hey, Hey, Hey. That's H-E-Y-H-E-Y-H-A-Y,
right.
The Tale of Bales and the Machines That Make Them. Christy Mahaly is going to be doing several appearances and readings in the next few weeks. We have a list of them on our website, vpr.net. Christy, thank you so much for being on the show today.
Thank you. It's been great.